T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's B. Mitch and Finley, Nick Ashew, in for J.P. Finley. Brian Mitchell is here. 3 more hours to go, and then we are closing in on another football weekend. Football Friday on the Fan.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, just 2 more games, and they better. Look, man, that's the one thing I am worried about just a little bit, is going, oh, this is going to be just like last week, and then it just kind of turns into, like, one-sided games.
Well, it's depending on what side you are.
Well, of course.
What side you're betting on. It might be better than last week if you're betting the right side.
Let me tell you this. Mahomes and Joe Burrow better both have over 300 yards. That's all I'm going to say. That will help me.
Oh, that's your parlay, huh?
That is where I am. We'll save the final one for the end of the show. PFT is going to join us now. Let's just start with this weekend as a whole, man. Like, is there any chance, I know this is like, there's no way we can really answer this, but I don't know, is there any chance, any way that this weekend can even live up to what we saw last weekend in the NFL?
I got bad news for everybody. The rest of our lives is going to be downhill from what last week. That was the best weekend of football of all. It's not going to get better. How can it possibly get better than that? It was life-affirming, guys. I felt good. It was like a drug watching football last week. Hopefully we can get somewhere in between last week and then the super wild card round that had absolutely no good games. I'm rooting with my heart for Joe Burrow. I would love to see the Bengals in the Super Bowl. And it's crazy because the Chiefs have been so good for the last 4 years, but they're still kind of likable because they play such a fun brand of football that you can't help but also, you know, feel excited to watch them play. So it's kind of like, it's not the same thing as the Patriots fatigue that everybody ran into when we were winning Super Bowls left and right, but they were doing so in a boring, methodical, soul-crushing manner. The Chiefs are still fun to watch, but, at this point, it would be nice to see a different team. It would be nice to see the Bengals get to the Super Bowl. It probably won't happen. I'm going to bet on the Bengals because I feel so strongly that the Chiefs are going to win that I have to go ahead and flip it and bet on the other side. But I love Joe Burrow. I love the city of Cincinnati. It turns out that there's some really interesting things about the city of Cincinnati that nobody ever thought of before, because we don't really learn about a city until their sports teams start doing well. And that's how we start to, like, understand the culture of that city. I said a part of my take the other day, it's like, Americans don't learn geography until we start bombing a place. We don't learn about the city's traditions until they start winning Super Bowls. But the city of Cincinnati has a wolf statue in the big downtown park that was given to them by Benito Mussolini. That's an interesting fact. There's an entire subway system underneath the city of Cincinnati that was dug out, and then they just kind of forgot about it and stopped doing anything, and the train never ran through there.
Wow.
That's another fun fact about Cincinnati. Cincinnati volunteered to be the capital of the United States after Philadelphia. But everybody was like, no, that's fine. We don't need Cincinnati to be the capital of the United States. But thank you for offering. It's very nice.
Can you imagine if it was?
Yeah, exactly. So that's about all I've learned about the city of Cincinnati for the last week or so. But I'm rooting for them. I'd love to see the Bengals in the Super Bowl. That'd be a lot of fun.
You know, I think they have a good team, but I always believe that, you know, you earn your way. And this is that microwave society. Patrick Mahomes is 26 years old. He's young. It's not like he's an old dude, so if the Bengals are going to win, beat them. You know, I just think that we want to see the next one so soon instead of enjoying. What Pat does is something special, too, and I love Joe Burrow. But if they go there and Pat plays well and beat them, I wouldn't be upset because I look at this game where I'll be happy if either one of the teams win.
Yeah, that's a great way to go into a game, is to be like, we really can't lose no matter what happens, because the Bengals win, we get Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals in the Super Bowl. And if Patrick Mahomes wins, guess what? One of the greatest quarterbacks to ever do it is going to go back there on the big stage again and do some things that we probably haven't ever seen before.
They haven't been doing good stuff since the Icky Shuffle.
I know. The Bengals
I played against Icky Woods. Boy, isn't that a trip?
It's so funny because the Icky Shuffle is a legendary dance, but you look at it now and it's like, wait, he was just kind of like hopping on one leg and then hopping on the other. The real thing is, if Roger Goodell had existed back in like the 1980s, he would have put Icky Woods in jail for dancing after a touchdown.
He probably would have.
We never would have gotten to enjoy the Icky Shuffle. But yeah, I love the Cincinnati Bengals. I love the storyline behind the Bengals. And guess what? The Bengals beat the Chiefs just like 4 weeks ago. So it can be done. They can do it. But, you know, obviously this is a much different environment, different game. I'm just hoping for points, kind of like you guys. Give me some points.
Yeah, I just want, look, everybody wants an exciting game. I'll say this, the Icky Shuffle now just looks like a lot of these people dancing on TikTok, though, so it still lives on. It's just the really bad dancers that we see all over social media. It's, you know,
Jackson Mahomes would crush the Icky Shuffle.
You're right. I just saw this compilation of Jackson Mahomes and these dumb dances that he does. It's so cringeworthy, man. Like, he really is just so cringeworthy.
Well, when your brother is a star, you got to try to do something to get a little bit of love. You have no athletic talent whatsoever.
I flipped on Jackson Mahomes recently. I think I like him now because he's so hateable. it takes so much skill to be able. It's like a wrestling heel. You won't find anybody with a good word to say about Jackson Mahomes. It's like he was designed by an old person out of their idea of what the most annoying young Zoomers would look like and act like, and that's what he does. So I kind of respect anybody that's able to get 100% of people against them in any way, shape, or form.
You know, it's funny you say that, because then you mentioned Burrow, and you're rooting for Joe Burrow, because I feel the same way. I love Burrow. I love what he's done to that Bengals organization. As a Washington fan, I feel for all these fan bases, like the Bengals fans that have suffered for years. But, like, Joe Burrow has confidence, but it's right on the border of cocky to where he seems still very likable. He doesn't make himself a villain, but he's brought this different swag to the Bengals that you would have never thought you would have ever seen with that organization. But he doesn't come across as unlikable like some guys.
Yeah, I think he's, you know, he's a quieter guy. He's got the quiet confidence to him. He's not going to go out there and scream a lot, and he's got the play to back it up. It's one of those things where he doesn't say a lot, but when he does talk, everybody listens in. Unlike somebody like, I don't know, me, for example, just talks and runs off at the mouth all the time, so people just, like, phase out half the stuff that I end up saying. With Joe Burrow, it's very focused. He's a focused dude, and his teammates across the board, you know, going back to Ohio State even, have nothing but nice things to say about the guy. I made him promise to do an interview on Part of My Take if they win the Super Bowl back in 2020 at the Sugar Bowl down in New Orleans right after they won the game. Joe came on Part of My Take with me and Big Cat as we were all still drunk after a night on Bourbon Street celebrating. And it was probably the worst but also slash best interview that we've ever done.
Uh-huh.
And so if the Bengals win the Super Bowl, I think me and Big Cat are going to try to hold them to doing another one of those interviews again where we're just three sheets to the wind talking about whatever's on the top of our head. I would really enjoy that. But Joe's a good guy, and it's hard to not root for him.
We're talking to PFT commenting on the BetQL guest line presented by the BetQL Network, wagers team for every fan, morning, afternoon, and night. Get sports betting tips from the best in the game, streaming now on Odyssey. PFT, that's another game going on this weekend. It may not have the same luster as this one, but it may have as much firepower because these two teams basically hate each other, and they're playing in the arena where the Super Bowl is going to be. How do you feel this game is going to turn out with San Francisco and the Rams?
Man, something about these two teams getting together, it feels like a basketball team playing against a bunch of construction equipment. It feels like the Niners are just like they're so physical up front, and they're able to run you over. And for whatever reason, the Niners could go 4-13, and two of their wins would be against the Rams, no matter what. You know, like Kyle Shanahan has McVay's number; they've got a long history. I don't see them. And there's a whole saying like it's tough to beat a team three times in a year. I think that's just one of those sayings that sounds good. I don't think it's actually true or not.
It's happened 17 times in the history.
17 times? The team has beat another team three times?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. So it's just something that people say. Like, because it sounds cool. If you hear a coach say that, or you hear somebody on TV say that, you're like, yeah, that's a good point. It is tough to beat somebody three times. Turns out it's not. It's not that tough. And I think it's one of those cases where the 49ers team is just kind of built to dismantle the Rams. I still don't trust Jimmy Garoppolo. Like, I don't think I ever will. But Jimmy he's now made us all look like fools for doubting him, in that he can always play the I'm just a winner card. I win football games. Which, if you watch him play, they don't really win because of him. Sometimes they win in spite of him, but it's still a fun card to be able to be like, nope, Jimmy G, that's just a winning quarterback right there. Mm-hmm. And it immediately shuts down any haters. But he has, you know, he'll have the ability to make some good throws across the middle that can help them, as long as he doesn't hurt them. As long as Jimmy G is not personally responsible for 6 points going the other way, I think that the 49ers are going to beat him.
So Brian and I were talking about this earlier in terms of the Rams, Sean McVay, Matt Stafford, the expectations on that team, and you know who has more pressure on them to win. We know that this can be a conversation that can, like, you can't really gauge pressure necessarily, but like, if we're being honest with ourselves, to me, Sean McVay's already gone to a Super Bowl, so at least he's had that accomplishment. If you're Matt Stafford going into this game, this is as far as you've ever gone. Like, do you see more pressure on Matt Stafford to win and get to a Super Bowl, or for Sean McVay to get back there again?
So, ironically, I kind of think that the pressure's on McVay now, because of the fact that he's going up against Kyle. And the narrative is absolutely out of the barn right now that Kyle Shanahan just owns Sean McVay. And if he loses to him, despite having a team that's been, you know, they've been all in for the last 3 years, but this year the Rams are especially all in. If he loses to Kyle again in an NFC Championship game, at that point, it's like you have to do the old Pedro Martinez. You got to just tip your cap and you call Kyle your daddy. And I don't think that Sean McVay wants to go anywhere near that. There, so it's Stafford's got some pressure a little bit, but I feel like the big pressure on Stafford was really getting that first playoff win, and everything after that is kind of like icing on the cake. He's playing a little bit looser right now, but as far as the narrative that McVay and Kyle have going right now, if it were me in McVay's shoes, I would be so deep inside my own head figuring out different ways to just like try it. I would be double reversing myself. You know, like, no, Kyle's going to expect me to do this, so I'm going to do that. But no, he'll expect me to do that because he'll know that he expects me to do this, and it'll just screw up his whole game plan. So, I think it's more so the pressure on Sean McVay. And remember, McVay only really got to that Super Bowl because of that pass interference call that was not called. And then he gets to the Super Bowl, scores 3 points.
Yeah.
And he was kind of broken.
That's why I feel the pressure's on him, because when he got to the Super Bowl, it was nothing like he has shown he's capable of. So I think he has to get there and do damn well.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. Well, at least maybe – let's score double-digit points in the Super Bowl. We can check that off the list of things that he can accomplish this year. I still like the Niners, though. I really do.
So by what you've said, do you have the Niners and Bengals both in the Super Bowl, or is it you're rooting for the Bengals? Do you see the Bengals actually winning?
I'm rooting for the Bengals.
All right.
And I'm betting on the Bengals to cover the spread. But I'm doing so with the full understanding that I'm a moron. And that I'm betting with my heart, not with my brain. But if you were to put gun to my head, I would say the 49ers and the Chiefs, and we're going to run back that Super Bowl, which, you know, I'd like to see some new colors, some new uniforms in the Super Bowl. That's all I'm rooting for here. But if it's Niners and Chiefs, we'll find a way to make that interesting, I'm sure. But that's what I think is going to happen. What I'm hoping for, though, is the Niners and the Bengals.
Yeah, and the one thing, too, that we're getting, it's not just maybe new teams, but, like, new quarterbacks. I think that's the one thing we've really seen in this NFL playoffs, is that it's kind of this passing of the torch with Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes going up against each other, and now Joe Burrow. You got three star young quarterbacks right now in these games on Sunday. That shows you, man, the NFL is in great hands moving forward at that position.
I love that. Great hands. The future is bright for the AFC especially, yes. Josh, I feel so bad for Josh, man. Like, that's gotta suck. You played the game of your life, and there's really not a lot more that you could do. And you just 13 seconds was too much time. You left too much time on the clock for Mahomes. 13 seconds. Now the defense, obviously, like, it would help if you were playing some form of defense. It looked like they were playing soccer for the last 13 seconds of the game. Didn't really work out for him. But yeah, I feel so bad for Josh. And that was the team I was really hoping for in the Super Bowl. Get the Bills back there one more time, see if they can't get a dub.
Yeah, there's another fan base there where you just go, oh, man, they've suffered through so much over the years. All right, so you've got the Chiefs and 49ers in the Super Bowl. Enjoy the games this weekend, man. Good talking to you. Thanks for coming on, man.
Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend.
Appreciate you, brother.
Yeah, I'm with him, B. Mitch, where it's like, I think the Bengals cover, but I think the Chiefs win. I've already got the Bengals covering. That's that has been one of my picks.
Uh-huh.
But it's tough, man. It's tough to go against the Chiefs and that 49ers. To see a team like the 49ers that doesn't just throw the football constantly would be an interesting way to kind of push back on the trends in the NFL if they're in the Super Bowl.
Well, I just think that the 49ers, the Titans, those type of teams prove to you if you do what you're good at, you can have success. And then there are other teams out there, if you try to do what everybody else is doing, you don't even get close to having that success. You sit at home and you're playing golf with me early.
All right, coming up, we are a few days away from finally knowing what the damn name is going to be for this football team that we have to deal with every single year. And then we can yell at each other about whether the name is good or bad or not. We'll get into that next. Brian Mitchell, Nick Ashew on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In 5 days, there will be no more rumors, guessing, internet sleuthing, worrying, arguing. B. Mitch, we will finally know what the name will be.
The Washington Rottweilers.
I really hope. I hope it's just some random name that nobody expected. Just for the hell of it. Just no matter what. Here's the one thing I do know.
What was the lady name when Eddie Murphy was on the show? Was that Repulsus or something like that? Remember what? The Eddie Murphy show?
What was that?
And it had the, what was her name? Do you know Jeff? Jeff ran his mouth. He not listening to me. the lady.
Eddie Murphy show.
One of Eddie Murphy, he had a one of the movies, and he had this chick on it. What was her name? Repulsus or Repulsus?
Repulsus
or something?
I'm just going to start typing in.
I can't hear you.
Repulsions. No, that's not the right word.
Respucia.
There you go.
The
we were
Washington
close.
Respucias. That's it.
Good Lord. Hey, can you imagine trying to say that over and over again? Washington Respucias.
Everybody want the R, so you know what? Let's give them an R. Now, listen, man. I've listened to so many people, and as a guy who played under the moniker, the Redskins.
Yep.
And at the point, I knew people that were upset. I did the Native Vision event every year, and I asked people, and it was very much like this. It was drawing down these lines. The younger people didn't care. The older people had a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot, it's just like in history today with all nationalities, younger people don't know their history, older people do, and they have issues with things that young people don't. But I knew the name would change eventually. And while I played for the Plaquemines Saints as a little league guy, I played for the Green Devils as a high schooler. I played for the Raging Cajuns, the Redskins, the Eagles, the Giants. You know, when I stepped on the football field, you know, I never ever sat up there and said, I got to go play for this name or that name. I played for the fan base. I played for my family. I played for pride. I played for my teammates. So whatever the name is going to be, we need passion, pride, and all that stuff from the players to start winning games, which makes everybody do what? Fall in love with a name that they might not like right now.
That's it. That's the biggest thing. Like, yeah. Nobody's going to care once they're winning games. It really doesn't matter. But when we think we do know, nobody's going to be happy about it when it first comes out. Because no matter what the name is, we know it's not going to be Redskins, and I hope it's not Washington Football Team. Looks like that's probably not going to be the case.
Yeah.
But whatever that name is, it's going to just seem weird. It's going to be weird to say I'm a Commanders fan, I'm an Armada fan, I'm a Respucia fan. It just, no matter what the name is, man, people are going to be, Twitter, by the way, is just, Twitter's going to be one of those things where I'm probably going to end up having to just stay away from it for the rest of the day, because on February 2nd, once they announce it on the Today Show and it's a big thing, it is going to be the only thing that is the conversation. And like, not just people that are football fans or Washington fans, but just in general, it's going to be all over the place. People are going to be yelling. Here's the big joke you're going to hear the most. I promise you will see this over and over and over again, is the most overused hack joke on Twitter. They took this long and this is what they came up with. Yeah. You will see that stupid lame joke over and over and over again, and that's going to be the point where I go, yep, going to log off for the rest of the day
that's
now. Bye.
That's when you should just give them the Washington Monument.
Yeah.
The one-finger salute. Listen, the way I look at it, I guarantee you everyone in Baltimore did not like Ravens when it first came out. But
yeah.
they quickly won a Super Bowl.
Yep.
So guess what? Ooh, I love the Ravens. You know, and that's how it's going to be around here. As I said to JP the other day, if we change, when the name is changed on Wednesday, and if the same results keep happening, we'll still be discussing the names 15 years from now.
Yeah.
If they start winning, we won't even be talking about a
name. No one's going to care.
We'll be talking about the production on the field, what is going on, our chances of making it to the playoffs. And I think that's what people have done. That's what you're looking for. The name, yes. The name, everybody's about, man, but that name, we care. That name that we were cheering for was there for so long. That's why you got to that point. I think most teams, when they came up with their first name, people had an issue with it, but they grow into it. And you'll start liking it. We'll see.
This ends up becoming one of those things where the name represents either a dysfunctional franchise still or a winning organization. And in the end, that will be like, that's basically marketing 101.
Yeah.
It's going to represent whatever it is that you put out there as a product. If they put out there a winning, functional organization, and really, the standards at this point now are, please just be functional. Please just don't be the butt of everybody's jokes. Please don't constantly be in the news for things that don't involve football, which is going to be tough because the owner is still an issue, so we've still got that to deal with.
Well, Thursday we'll be hearing some other stuff, so it ain't going yet.
By the way, the fact that February 3rd, the day after they announced the name, is when this hearing is clearly just trolling Dan Snyder. Like, it has to be.
It's a troll job, completely.
It completely is. But then there's the question of, what does that actually turn into? Does anything actually happen? Because, you know, we know people in politics, they love to run their mouth and look like they're standing for something, but when it comes down to actually doing something, does anything get done? And a lot of times it doesn't.
We will see.
Yeah. I'll tell you this. The name Commanders has been kind of rumored as like the one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm cool with it. I think it's actually a pretty good name. It's going to seem weird. If it was an expansion team, I think more people would be on board with it. But because it's changing the name of another team, more people are going to go, well, that's dumb. Well, what would you suggest, sir? I don't know. They're all dumb. Well, we can't have the old name, so you got to come up with something new.
If it was
what
an expansion team, people would just be happy that they're getting a team.
Yeah.
The fact that the franchise has been here forever, that's why people have a problem with whatever the name is going to be. But it's going to be a name. And I can tell you this. I know players are crazy about how the uniforms look. And as soon as I posted that, I know they had put out a thing. I remember it was Chase and Jonathan talking, so I reposted it.
I saw that.
I had a lot of people say, nobody cares how they look. They just need to win. I think that will solve everything right there.
I mean, look, winning
first
will solve
and
it
foremost,
all. Man.
Yeah, it'll solve it all.
I mean, it better look good though, because it's gonna. They'll look at least better if they're losing, right? You won't look. You won't. You'll lose in style, I guess. If that's
hey,
the case.
Listen to me. when they want to feel like Brian Keith Mitchell has brought all in, that means you're winning, and you're winning consistently. Listen, I cheer just like everybody else for the 1 year thing, the one game thing.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see it like longer. I want to see like this thing go. I want to see a run like Joe came in here and did.
Yep.
You know, they may not go to no four Super Bowls, but if I can see the playoffs every year, that's good enough.
I mean,
that'll be better than what I've been seeing. A one playoff win in how long?
This is going to be a really pivotal offseason for Ron Rivera, and really a pivotal season for them too. Because I mean, look at all the coaches that either. I mean, obviously Sean Payton stepped down, but you had 9 coaching vacancies this offseason. You had coaches get fired after a year. You've got coaches there a couple of seasons. You don't have a lot of time anymore in the NFL to turn things around. People expect instant gratification. And when you see a team like the Bengals go from worst to first, it's like, well, if you got a quarterback, then you can win. Well, first they got to get their quarterback. But they have to go into this year and, one, show that they've made aggressive moves this offseason to improve. Getting more playmakers, you've got to. I know the quarterback is the main thing that they need, but let's be honest with ourselves. Do you truly have confidence that they're going to find their franchise quarterback this offseason? I don't. I think it's going to be another bridge quarterback. Whether it's somebody they take in the draft, maybe they reach for them, which is a problem in and of itself, or it becomes, because you're not getting Aaron Rodgers, you're not getting Russell Wilson. I'd love them to be in burgundy and gold. It's just not happening. So what does it become then? I mean, is Derek Carr? Like, Derek Carr would be the best option, I think, from that tier of quarterbacks. Is it Kirk Cousins? Does Kirk Cousins come back?
By the way, I know
it's not going to. How amazing would that be if he did come back? He's traded here, and he's like, it would be incredible story, but I know that's not happening.
The thing is this, though. Franchise quarterback. Should it be more against your franchise quarterback? Because Lamar Jackson is not the same quarterback as Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
And then we can go Kyler Murray is not the same quarterback as Patrick Mahomes. But both of those franchises, the Cardinals and also the Ravens, are very, very happy with those quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
I think they need to try to get not the next Aaron Rodgers or next Russell Wilson. Get the quarterback that can run your offense the absolute best. Or the quarterback that you have enough faith in that you allow you build your offense to help him run his absolute best. You get what I'm saying? Because so many times we go get a quarterback. It's been like that in this town with multiple coaches. You go get a quarterback that doesn't really fit your system, but you try to make him fit your system instead of adjusting your system to what he could do. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, 100%.
So maybe, just maybe, instead of us saying people should go get a franchise quarterback, they should get their franchise quarterback.
The issue, though, is there anybody that you see in this draft that you really think is a franchise quarterback?
But see, this is the thing
that's
about
that's the risky thing. So then if you take a guy in the first round, you're expecting them to be somebody that's going to be a starter within, let's say, a year, if you're even being, you know, going the 49ers route with Trey Lance. Okay. But then that doesn't work out. Then you're set back again and it's starting over again. We know that the easiest thing to see is when a team needs a quarterback. The hardest thing to address is finding that quarterback that sticks.
But I'll say this. When Aaron Rodgers was drafted, he was drafted 24th. Many people didn't think he was going to be a franchise quarterback. When Russell Wilson was drafted, he was drafted in the third round. They damn sure didn't think he was going to be a franchise quarterback. How about the guy that's won 7 Super Bowls was drafted in the 6th round? They didn't think he would be a franchise quarterback. So that's the problem is this. Too many teams grab a guy and they want him to be Aaron Rodgers his first year. Aaron Rodgers has been playing 17 years, okay? He went to 1 Super Bowl. He's put a lot of numbers up. But Patrick Mahomes has come in and been to more Super Bowls than Aaron Rodgers, basically. So the thing of it is, the franchise quarterback shouldn't necessarily be a guy who I'm going to draft and he already looks perfect. No. Can we dedicate some time for him? Can we help bring him up to a certain level? That seemed to be the problem here, where we don't give guys enough chance. You know, we draft them, and if they're not doing it in 1 year, he's gone. 2 years, we got a problem with them. Let him grow a little bit, because Justin Herbert, he hasn't been to the playoffs yet. But guess what? Justin Herbert, I can see, is going to be something special.
We have no patience when it comes to quarterbacks.
Yeah.
At all. And you're right, but look, I've always been for letting quarterbacks sit for a little bit. And I'm not just going to say, well, look at Patrick Mahomes and where he was. He could have been close to this at least if he'd played his rookie year. We don't know, so we can't really play that game.
Well, the one time he played his rookie year, he passed for over 300 yards.
Right.
Game.
So there's a chance that within that offense by week four, he could have looked like that. Like, we don't know. But, you know, situation matters for these guys. Look at Trevor Lawrence in Jacksonville. The worst situation you could possibly be. One, the coach really should have never been there. Clearly didn't want to be there. Didn't know what he was doing. It was an utter disaster. Yet he's considered the best quarterback prospect that we have had since Andrew Luck and then John Elway. Like, that's where he is. So if you don't have your quarterback, young, old, whatever, put in a position to succeed with talent around him and coaching and all those things. Hell, look at the Bears. The Bears just hired a defensive coordinator as their head coach with a quarterback that needs an offensive scheme that's going to work for him. So they go out, are you going to get an offensive coordinator that's going to work? Well, if he does work, then he's probably going to get a head coaching job somewhere. And then Justin Fields has to start all over again with another system. So the Bears are already not managing Justin Fields right. So these quarterbacks can have talent, but if they're put in a bad position or in a bad system or a bad organization, and sometimes they're going to fail no matter how talented they are.
Yeah. That's it. Well, whoever, but my thing is, all I care, whoever you draft or whoever you sign, you're 100% behind him, and you need. And if that guy has a certain skill set, whatever your offense is, cater it to his skill set, not to whatever your damn scheme is. Schemes don't win. Players running schemes win. So if the player is more comfortable with another scheme, adjust.
800-636-1067. I'm going to do something dangerous here. And if you want to have one last prediction on the name change, because we've only got a couple days left, feel free to jump on because it's a Football Friday. Or we'll get back to, of course, the NFC and AFC championship games as well. 800-636-1067. Brian Mitchell, Nick Ashew on The Fan. Nick Ashew in for J.P. Finley. B. Mitch is here on The Fan. Yeah, 5 days. 5 days until we finally know what this team is called. More importantly, we obviously have games on Sunday that matter, but you know, it's this weird position we're in now where, you know, all right, games that really matter coming up on Sunday, and then, oh yeah, the internet's going to explode when Washington announces whatever the heck their name is going to be. So this is going to be a very interesting offseason for Washington because, you know, I'm watching these four teams playing right now, and you go, oh, you know, if they could get some playmakers, they could get some playmakers, man. This, you know, we know this about the NFL, B-Mitch, over any other sport, and the Bengals are a great example of it this year. You can go from worst to first, and you don't have to be perfect.
A lot.
The Bengals have a horrible offensive line, and they're a win away from going to the Super Bowl, but at the same time, they also have their quarterback, so that makes a massive difference for them.
Yeah, and I'll say this. Playmakers make a difference because, like, listen, I'm sitting up here watching highlights on ESPN, and they keep showing the 49ers. Every time Deebo Samuels touch a ball, he makes plays.
Oh, man, he does.
I mean, and like, I watch him, like, you know, normally a guy come in the game, and he's about to make some plays, and he, you know, he'll sputter on this play, that play. Like, every time he touches the ball, he gets 10 yards. You know, it's pass reception. Bubble screen, run the ball at the backfield. He just makes plays consistently. So if we have a guy that we thought was going to be like him, that guy got to bring his game this year.
Can Curtis Samuel be that guy?
He can be that. I don't know if he has the same level of aggression and power that a Deebo has. And I think that ignites people the way he can run through people, over people, things of that nature. But he has the ability to come out the backfield, run the ball out the backfield, and do the thing. I think the kid McKinnon, that's his name, for Kansas City.
Yeah.
I think Curtis has that level of ability, and that's a hell of a level.
Yeah, absolutely.
But when I look at Deebo, he basically, no other player in the league deserves that name more than he does.
It is a great
name. Am I right?
You're right.
He fits that description more than anybody. You know how much you got on my bike?
Just picture the. I'm still picturing riding the bike. That's all I think about is the bike.
He seems to be way different, and I think he loves it. He lives up to it. This is something special, man.
He's a wide back. He made up a position, essentially. Yeah. Like he's evolving into a new position in the NFL. Look, if you've got a talent like that on your roster, I know it's not easy to find, but you got to utilize it in any way that you can. And he's an all pro for a reason. And there's not really one position. I mean, he had, 1,400 yards receiving. It's not like he's not a great receiver. But, yeah, if a guy's fast, you want the ball in their hands. If they're a great playmaker, put the football in their hands however you can, and let them do it, even through a touchdown pass this year.
Yeah.
So you can literally do everything.
Let them try it all.
Why not? 800-636.
Well, I wish I was playing ball in this day and age.
Yeah, right. Oh, honestly? this would have been the position for you right there.
I would love it.
Unless maybe they had, people don't use the wildcat as much, but you also would have been good.
They didn't use it then.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I was a little bit before all that stuff.
You missed out on all the innovation,
yes,
man.
Indeed.
It's like Larry Bird not playing in today's NBA, man. He would have loved it in today's NBA, just shooting 10 threes a game. So
all day long.
800-636-1067. Darren's in Capitol Heights. He's been waiting for a while. What's up, Darren? You're on the fan. Darren?
I'm a 49er. I'm a San Francisco 49er fan.
Okay.
I've been a 49er fan for years. Everybody pulling Garoppolo down, he is a good player. When he was at, y'all remember he was at New England, when he was in New England, and I think Brady was hurt. He played like two or three games, and Belichick had him, he had him throwing that rock everywhere. So I said, damn, who's this kid? I said, man, this dude can play. Y'all don't remember Tom Brady went upstairs and told Kraft, get that boy the hell on out of here. He was that dangerous. Nobody don't remember that. And when he went to the 49ers, he was beating top teams at the time. Jaguars, I believe they won so many games. He was throwing that rock, looking good, beating top teams. We went through five quarterbacks that couldn't do nothing. Garoppolo is good. He's like that, but we don't use Shanahan. Shanahan sometimes he blow games. He almost blew that Dallas game, just like B. Mitch saying, We got Debo Samuels in the fourth quarter. It was fourth down and one, fourth down inch. He didn't go for it. He gave Dallas the ball back. Put Debo back there. He averaged 6 yards a carry. What you doing?
Thanks, Darren. Yeah, I will say this. You remember B. Mitch? I mean, Garoppolo did start off 6-0 as a starting quarterback for the 49ers. Now, quarterback record we know is, it's kind of like a pitcher's record where there's a lot of other factors that go into it, so that's not the end-all, be-all stat. But, he did show early on in San Francisco, this guy's got poise, he's comfortable, he's confident. One of the big issues is Garoppolo just can't stay healthy. And, hard to get into a rhythm, it's hard to continue to grow as a quarterback if you can't stay on the field.
He don't stay healthy, and I think he has those little tendencies to make the wrong play at the wrong time. But everybody keeps saying Tom Brady was this, that, and that. Tom Brady won two Super Bowls since all that stuff started.
Yeah.
That man can play.
Yeah, we've been writing Tom Brady, well, not we, I haven't, but I mean, a lot of people have been writing off Tom Brady for like the last 7-8 years. I remember when the Patriots got beat, just bad, they just got curb stomped by the Chiefs. And it was on, I think it was Sunday Night Football. I want to say this was Brady's age 37 season. This is how long ago that was. That was the conversation. Are Brady and Belichick done? And they'd had the Patriots have a lot of – Patriots start off slow, it feels like, almost every season.
Yeah.
They've had their seasons, obviously, where they go unbeaten for the first whatever games. But a lot of times they almost treat it as a continuation of the preseason. It's just weird how that works. And that's how it went that year. And then they won multiple Super Bowls together after that.
Yeah.
So it's just – but again, Brady's a different animal. We could sit here and have this conversation about all these different quarterbacks, and you could be like, this guy – what makes Brady's story so great – is because of what he's done and where he was drafted. You don't see that a lot because it's very, very rare.
Yep.
All right, we'll get to some more calls after this. 800-636-1067. We'll also get back to some of the games as well. Niners and Rams and the Bengals and the Chiefs. Championship Sunday in the NFL. It's a football Friday here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.